I wanted to share with you this, that 2020 has taught us a lot. Since I've been in ministry, since Yeshua Ministries has been there, I've been emphasizing how saving is very important. Knowing God is not sufficient. Many people know God. I can say 90% of people in the world, they know God. But few have a personal relationship with Him. And a personal relationship can only be maintained by saving God. I want you to not make a mistake, because this is what I've seen since 7 years in ministry, now going for 8 years. This is not experience speaking. But one thing I've seen, many people, many Christians, they make the same mistake. And this is where the devil hits us or finds us. The devil uses the same weapon to destroy Christians, to make them think that they can survive or they will be able to carry on without saving. Serving and fellowshipping keeps us. A sign that a Christian is working with God, it's saving, it's in saving. You can never walk with God and be a normal person. I want you to check in the Bible that each and every person who had an encounter and lived with God had a mandate that God gave him. He had to serve. There was no way that a person could have an encounter with God or be chosen by God and live a normal life. But they had to live for God and serve God. And do not allow, this is another thing that I've seen, the worries and the cares of this world are the ones that motivate people to stop serving God. I've seen this when I was in my father's house, and even now when I'm in Yeshua Ministries, I've seen this. Most Christians, when they want to start, they call it starting to live their own lives. That's where they die and become just people who know God, not people who are acquainted with God. So I would like to encourage you that never stop serving God. Never stop living for God. Let the lives of others teach you. Never look at the other who was unable to and say, "Now I will be able to." Learn from their mistakes. No matter how much you get tired or get discouraged, no matter how much you need to put bread on the table, never, never stop doing the work of God. Because that's what keeps us. Every time when I sit down as a minister, as I am knowing the word of God, I always ask myself, where will I be if I was not serving God? What keeps me? It's me ministering to you. What keeps me? It's me serving you. And what can keep you is you serving the body of Christ. One thing Jesus taught the disciples, when he was about to leave, he taught them, he gave them the last mystery that combines or adds everything together. Listen to what he says. He takes them now and puts them down, and he takes a bowl of water and starts to wash their feet. And Peter says, no. You know, let me wash you. And God says, no, I need to do this. Jesus says, no, I need to do this. Because if I don't do this, you are not part of me. And then Peter comes and says, okay, wash my whole body. He says, no, not the whole, your whole body needs to be washed, but only your feet. But there's a mystery after that. He says something powerful. He says, do this to one another. Serve one another. Serve one another. This is the mandate. This is another command that people forget. That he gave us a mandate to serve one another. Now as I'm ministering or leading you in prayer, I'm serving you. But when you, Asha, you are serving me. You are serving us. When you lead in worship, you are serving us. When you are busy typing your message and putting it on Facebook, you are serving us. So what is happening? We are serving one another. The function of the body is to serve one another. The eye looks out for the whole body. It makes sure. It doesn't only look out at other things. It will look for food, but the food, what does it do? It nourishes the whole body. It doesn't nourish the eye only. The eye, it will be the one who guides the body, like to show you the way, so that the body must not be in danger. So the eye is serving the whole body. It's easy for my feet to get hurt when I don't see. It's easy for my eye to be in danger if my feet, I can't move on. Or if I can't walk. It's easy for something to come into my eye if my hand is not able to protect me or cover my eyes quickly. It's easy for my eye to be hurt if my ear can't hear danger when it's coming. It's easy for my eye to burn if my nose can't smell that there's smoke, there's fire. So each and every part in the body serves the whole body. You can't be part of the body of Christ and you do not serve. You can't be the body of Christ and you do not serve. You know, the Bible says even these parts, which we regard as nothing, they are very important. Because they seem invisible, they seem not important. I'm going to talk about this other part that is disgusting that many people do not want or like to talk about. An anus. People, they must understand something, that even an anus is very important in the body. That it is the one that takes out, it exists, everything that is dirty that could harm the body. So you must understand that anus itself, it protects the mind. It protects the stomach. It protects the hand, the eye. Because when there's no anus, there's no way bacteria or death will go out of the body. Then the body will be harmed. So there's no way you can say, I'm part of the body of Christ, and yet you do not serve. Because each and every part in the body must do its part and serve the other part. What kind of a Christian are you, wanting to be served, but you do not serve the others? You want people to sacrifice their lives only for you not to sacrifice your life. You want your hand, you know, if you are an eye, you want the hand to cover your eye when danger is coming, when there's dust, when there's something that is about to harm your eye. But yet you as an eye, when you can see that now you're walking through, straight into danger, you can't show the body. We are the body of Christ. We need to serve one another. I need you, you need me. If truly we are in the body of Christ, if truly we are connected to the body of Christ, if truly we are members of Christ, we'll be seen by saving one another. Wash my feet as I wash your feet. Jesus never said, wash their feet. He said, do this to one another. To one another. Meaning, it's the duty of everyone to wash feet. Serve. Let's serve each other. Today, I'm serving you. But to the one who's busy now, enabling us to be life, is also saving us. He's saving us. To the one who's busy taking care of the sound, he's saving us. To the one who's busy typing the message, he's saving us. To the one who did the poster, the graphic design, he's saving us. To the one who takes care and look at the messages in Facebook, he's saving us. We are saving one another. That's how the body survives. If one part is not functioning, the body becomes dysfunctional. We need each other. Today, as you go to sleep, I want you to know, to remember about this. You know, I'm talking about this because today when I was talking to one of my sons, he was telling me, no, I want to be a normal person. I don't want to serve and everything. I just want to concentrate on God and my career. And while I was busy meditating on this, it's coming back. I mean, now when I'm busy praying, I'm trying to meditate on the word of God, it's coming back. God is telling me it's impossible to be normal. No matter how much you get tired, no matter how much you become in need, never stop serving one another. Because love can never be selfish. It can never be about you and you walk in love. Let's serve one another. I'm standing here praying, not because I'm thinking of myself, but because I'm thinking of you. This is the most excellent way that Paul was teaching us about. So, blessed viewers, I want you to meditate on that and think of that. If you are there and you are no longer serving, you need to serve again. In your prospective church, wherever you are, wherever church you are fellowshipping at, you need to serve. There's no way you can be a Christian and you don't serve. Being busy with the work of God keeps us. Hallelujah. If you believe and hear what I'm saying, shout and comment and say amen. So, blessed viewers, thank you very much. God loves you and I love you. May God bless you. May God bless you so much. I love you. Shalom.